Okay, we continue our travels through Shas, starting a new perek, Shlosha Sha'achlu Ka'achas, the seventh perek of Brachas, which is all about Berachas Hamazon and Zimun and all the connected topics. A lot of interesting halachas come up regarding this this perek. Just to one makar, which we're going to be referring to a number of times, Rav Soloveitchik has an article about Berachas Zimun in the second chaluk of Shirim L'Zecher Abba Murray, a 25 pages worth, where he has tremendous chidushim and lamdas regarding the entire perek. So it's the Eino Doma learning this parak with that article and without that article. So we'll try to relate to a few of the chidushim in that article. Okay, here we go. Shlosha Sha'achlu Ka'achas Chayavin Lazamein. Three people that eat together are obligated to be mezamein. What does mezamein mean? Look at the first Rashi. L'hizdamein yachad l'tzrof bracha b'lashon rabim kago nevarech. To gather together to say a special bracha, nevarech, to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu all together. This is even with three people. You're not saying Shem Hashem, but nevarech, when you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, that itself is what's called a zimun. Ochal, now the Mishnah is going to say, what are you allowed to have a zimun on? Besides, obviously, totally mutter food, but there's chidushim in the following foods. Ochal, demai. Somebody eats demai. What's demai? Demai, literally, the Gemara says, demai. You don't know what this is. It's a suffik food. What's the suffik? It's food that you buy from an Amba Aretz. The Amba Aretz, in the olden days, they used to take off Truma Gadola, because they were scared of Truma Gadola, because if you eat Truma Gadola and you're not a Kohen, you're Chayiv Misa. So they were scared of Truma Gadola, but they weren't so machbid about Maaser Rishon and the other Maaseres, even though within Maaser Rishon, you have to take off what's called Trumas Maaser. Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi, and then he has to take off one-tenth of that, which has the same din as Truma. But you can't take off Trumas Maaser without taking off Maaser Rishon. So that's also mixed into this bunch. But that's Demai. So it's a suffix whether certain Maaseres were taken off. And the halacha usually is that I have to be machmir by Demai in general cases, but there are certain cases where we say, oh, it's only a suffix, so you can rely on the fact that they took off. So for example, Aniyim are allowed to eat Demai. Orchim on the road are allowed to, travelers are allowed to eat Demai. We have certain kulas. But it's not really usser, it's a suffix. So achal Demai, u Maaser Rishon should elu chumasa, or Maaser Rishon, which right now we assume, Rashi says, that Maaser Rishon that had its truma, that means its truma's Maaser, what I just referred to, taken off, except that there's no Isser in here, or Maaser Sheni v'Hekdesh Aniftu. Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh that were redeemed, we know Maaser Sheni is fruit that I have to bring up to Yerushalayim and eat myself in Yerushalayim, but let's say it's too much to schlep. I live out in Tveria, and I have those great papers, Ginosar, that we spoke about yesterday, but it's too much to schlep to Yerushalayim. So what do? I mechala the Kedusha, I say, all the Kedusha, these fruits should be on this money, then the fruit go lechulin, and the money is kadosh, and I have to bring the money up to Yerushalayim and buy foods there with it and eat it in Yerushalayim. So what's like? I have Maaser Sheni fruit and hektish objects shenifta that were redeemed, and I eat them somewhere outside of Yerushalayim. So the question is there a chiyuv of zimun on those? V'hashamish achol kezayis, or the waiter that eats a kezayis with you, v'hakusi, or the kusi, right, those who are, this really means kusi. Sometimes kusi in the Gemara means gayim, but here kusi really means kusi, Jews who did not come to the faith of their own real volition. There's a question about their validity. Mezamin alav. By all these cases, you could create a zimun, even though Rashi explains, ein kan bracha va'aveira. Right? It's okay, because you took off the trumas meiser, and even though it's demai, which is a suffix problem, and even though, as long as the waiter ate a kezayis, even though it's a kusi, in all these cases, that's not problematic for zimun. You can have a zimun with these cases. But what about the contrast? Achal tevel. What if somebody eats tevel, which is food that trumas, not food, it's a tvua, that trumas and meisers were not taken off of at all. It's totally usser. U'meiser risha shalonit lo trumaso. Or you have, even if you have a levi, who has meiser risha, which you gave him, you the Yisrael gave him, but you didn't take off its truma. There's still trumas meiser in here. The truma that the levi is supposed to take off to give to the Kohen. U'meiser sheni v'hekdesh shaloniftu. Or you have meiser sheni fruits, and you're outside of Yerushalayim. In other words, in all these cases, they're dvarim ha'asurim. V'hashamish achal pachos b'kezayis. Or if the waiter eats less than a kezayis. V'hanachri, or a non-Jew, ain mezamin olav. In all these cases, if you ate these foods, which are dvarim ha'asurim, or a guy, Ein mezamnin alav cannot be mitstaref to your zimun. Okay, that's the contrast. A number of times in the Mishnayos, the Jesus of the Mishnah, it has this group in terms of various halachas. Okay, I think you use it for a pas by your chatzeros and etc. Other cases as well. Second half of the Mishnah: Nashim avadim uktanim ein mezamnin alayhim. Women, servants, and children cannot be included in your zimun. Hashem will talk about it on the top of Amud Beis whether they can have their own zimun, but it be included in a male zimun, they are excluded. So what does that mean? Rashi explains, how much must you eat with them to be chayiv in zimun with them so that you could be the mezamein? Meaning if you eat a tiny piece of mezona, so you can answer, okay, but to be the mezamein, how much do you have to have eaten? So says the Tana Kama, ad kezayis, you have to eat at least a kezayis. Rabbi Yoz, Yehuda Omer ad kebeitza, no, a little bit more, you have to eat a kebeitza. Fine. Big discussion on the Mishnah. It says Achal Tevel or Ma'aser Rishon, etc., etc. Is it you did this b'mezid? This b'mezid? Are you talking about a Russia? It's unclear in the Mishnah. What are we talking about? Right? If you eat Tevel, then you don't have a Zimun. Boy, so we're talking about a guy who's eating Tevel, so he's interested in Zimun. So whatever the case is, maybe he realizes it afterwards. But either way, he ate this. But the major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, which ends up being discussed in Shulchan Aruch, and that is this. The pashas of the Mishnah is about zimun. If I eat something that's treif, do I make a bracha? Do I make a bracha? Let's say for some reason I have a taiva to eat a cheeseburger. But I'm a good Jew. I just had this bad taiva. It's overcome me. I have to eat the piece of treif. The unkosher piece of gum. So do I make a bracha on that? So the Rambam says no. The Rambam says there is no bracha on dvarim ha'asura. The Rambam barak al-halof yutes in brachas. Kala ochal davar asur, bein bezadon, bein bishkaga, einu mevarech lav, lo betchilo, lo basof. Vi tevel, even something that's only asur midirabanan. The Rambam says there is no bracha rishona on it. Says the Ravid, in his wonderful lashon, kazav ha'Ravid, ta'a bazeh, ta'os gedola. Doesn't leave anything for us to think. Shelo amru she'ein mevarchin ella she'ein mezamnin aleihem. Lomar she'ein lohem chashivas kviyus. Says the Ravid, the Mishnah only says there's no zimun by these foods. Let's say there's no bracha rishona. Hova ochle davar ha'asur. Who can't achizas peiris? Like fruit. Fruit you can't have a zimun on either. Ava bracha tchilu v'sof lomar lo yivarchu. Hova nehenu. Says the Ravid, you got hana from it? You have to make a bracha zanenin. What's the Rambam talking about? If you look on this Gemara, the Rosh paskins like the Ravid. He brings Rias to the Ravid, and others paskin like the Rambam. Major Machlokas quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What's the svar for the Rambam? The Ravid sounds nice. The girl Mishal says Zimun, not a bracha. Yeah. It could very well be. I think Menachem's correct that if brachos or about matirim, Lashem or Tzimloa, it's a matir, that if it's not going to be matir even after the bracha, then it's worthless. It's worthless. The Ravid says maybe it's totally on the hana itself. If you get hana, even if it's usher hana, you have to make a bracha. The Rambam said no. Halachically, brachos are matirim. If they can't be matirim, it makes no sense to say. So I thought if that's the case, maybe there's another chiddush that you could say. The Beis Yosef quotes in Simin Kuf Tzadik Vav that maybe. But the Rambam would agree, let's say you're a chola, you're a sick person, and you have to eat something that's usher. You have to eat this treif to live, or else you're going to die. So the Beis Yosef says the Rambam would agree you say a bracha on that. It's only dvar ma'asurim that you eat peshogeg or b'mezid. But if it's a chola, you make a bracha, the Rambam would agree. So maybe because it's a hetter, but I thought maybe you could say a chiddush, you could say, but in that case, maybe you don't need a bracha, because it's already mutter. Buy regular food. This is a big finish. I don't know if this part is MS, this extension. But either you can say what Marcel just said, and that is, here you need a bracha because it is matir. Or you could say, maybe according to the Rambam, you wouldn't need a bracha here either. Because it's already matir to you. It's not even regular food. In the case where it's usher to you, the bracha won't work. In the case where you're a chola and you have to eat it, you don't even need a bracha. Because it's already matir. The only time that there is a bracha is the middle case, where something's matir to you and you don't have to eat it. You're choosing to eat this food. Anyway, that's a finish. I'm sorry? What do you mean? If you're about to die, then there's a chiyuv to eat this food.
It's chiyuv to eat the food.
Okay, but there's never a chiyuv for a specific morsel of food for me to eat that. Here it is. If I have to eat this... Okay, that's a separate. That's a mitzvah. That's a separate item. That Mahamotzi Lechem in Aretz might have a different status. It might not be a pure berachas hananin. It might be a quasi-berachas hamitzvah. The Rambam, well, if you don't get Hana, by that's what the Beis Yosef spoke about, then when you do get Hana, I think we paskin that you do make a bracha. I think you pass like that Gemara. if you would, but if you're getting extra hana, you don't have to take this medicine that has hana. I mean, that's what I think you might still have him. Okay, but Tzarkiyim, but that's what the Bachlokas Rama Ravid, the Svaras, and the Beis Yosef. Okay, there is also an interesting line in Tosfos, which might be connected to the Rambam. In the second Tosfos, Achal Tevel im Ezamnin Alav. If you eat Tevel, you don't make a Zimun. So Tosfos says, Tema, it says in Erechin, everybody can be Mitztarif LeZimun. Kohen Levilim and Yisraelim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What's the Chiddush that a Kohen and a Levi can be part of your Zimun? The answer is no, if the Kohen ate Truma, and you're a Yisrael and you can't eat Truma, still they can be Mitztarif to the Zimun. So Tosfos asks, so what's the difference between Tevel and Truma for you? They're both Usser. With Misa B'dei Shemayim, if you eat it. So the Tosfos gives somewhat obvious answer, but not so obvious. Is the Yesh Lomar, Achilas Tevel, Lashma Achila. Eating Tevel is not halachically called eating. You're eating something that's asur. That's not called eating. That's very different than a Kohen eating Truma. A guy eating Truma, it's mutter for him. It's called an Achila. I just can't eat it. So there's a difference between eating Tevel and eating Truma. But Tosfos' Lashon is very strong. Achilas Tevel, Lav Shma Achila. That might connect to our Rambam. You don't need a brach on it. It's not called an Achila if it's Mamish Davar HaAsurim. Okay, so that's the Rambam and the Ravid. Gemara, Mino Hani Mili. What's the source of Zimun? That if you eat three people bread together, you have to combine and make a bracha. Amar Avasi Damar Krug, Gadzlu Lashem Iti, Unur Hamashem O Yachtov. So Gadzlu, right, glorify, make Hashem great with me. So Gadlu is plural. So you're at least talking to two people. E.T. is me. That's one. So altogether, there's at least three. Rabbi Yavo Omer Mehacha, different pasuk. Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, Havu, ascribe, plural, Hanat Hav, Havu, go to Lelokenu. So again, it's calling to two people at least, and I'm the third person, and that's how the Makar for Zimun. We spoke about this Friday night a couple weeks ago. How do we know that the person answering Amin to a bracha should not raise his voice louder than the one saying the bracha? Shneamar Gadlu Lashem E.T. Unurama Mashemo Yachtov. So unclear whether it's from the word E.T. or Yachtov, but either way it means do it with me, meaning on my decibel level, or Yachtov, do it together with me. Both of those words seem to tell me that it has to be in equilibrium between the Mavarech and the Ona Ami. Amar of Shimon ben Pazi Minayin She'en Amatar, we'll talk about this a little bit later about a Mavarech, and actually, let's do it now, because it fits in well here. There's the Rav Soloveitchik in that article had an amazing diuk about this discussion. The Gemara says, talking about the Ona Ami and the Mavarech, the Rav Menuchas Brachas says the regular principle of answering Amen and being yotzei the mitzvah. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, he says, Kol ha-brachas kulan up, I'm sorry, wrong one. Kol ha-shamei ha-bracha min ha-brachas b'tchila v'atzof, v'diskavin latis ba'idei chavaso, yotza v'afo b'shlo ana Amen. First line of the Rambam is, whenever you hear a bracha, even if you don't answer Amen, as long as you have kavanah to be yotzei, yotza yidei chavaso. That's the Lashon HaRambam. Next line, V'chol ha'ona amen achar ha-mavarech, harei zeh kim-mavarech. So if you have kavanah to be yotzei, you're yotzei even without answering amen. But if you answer amen, harei zeh kim-mavarech. So the Rav thought there are two levels here. The Rambam in the first line, if you don't answer amen, you're yotza. The second line is harei zeh kim-mavarech. If you answer amen to a bracha, it's an even higher level of tziruf. But the Rav said, if you look in two places, this is Rambam says like all brachas. There are two places in halacha where the Rambam doesn't quote this option of not answering amen. He says, and everybody answers amen. No option, not you don't have the first level by Birchas Hamazon, by Zimun, and by Chazaras Hashatz. The Rambam says in Hilchas Brachos later on when he talks about Zimun in Perek Hay, the Rambam says, describing Birchas Zimun. They answer Amen. Why did he just say they could have Kavana? He doesn't leave that option. And also, by Chazaras Hashatz and Hilchas Tefillah, the Rambam describes by Tefillah that the Chazan says all the brachas b'kol ram, v'hakol omdim b'shomim v'onin Amen achar kol bracha u'bracha. So, but why by these two cases he only says the line about Amen? Why doesn't he say they should listen? And it's good to say Amen. They don't have to say Amen, like he said by all brachos. So the Rav thought that by all brachos you have the option. Whether listening, even if you get you get distracted and you don't answer Amen, you're still Yotzei. If somebody here drives listening to Kiddush for you on Friday night, and by mistake she doesn't answer Amen right after you finish, she heard every word of the bracha, but she doesn't answer Amen for some reason, she's Yotzei. But she has the Amen, Harei Zeh Kim Mevarech. But by these two contexts, by Chazaras HaShat and by Berachas and by Zimun, maybe there's a higher standard of tziruf, of combination, that the halacha requires. The halacha says when the chazan is going over Chazaras HaShat, and we have to be listening, and that's what's called Tfilas HaTzibur, or by Berachas HaMazon, when we're being mizami together, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But tziruf, so that requires a very high standard of connection. And that's why only the amen level is needed, and not just the kavana lases level. But again, this line that we just read in the Gemara has to do with the ona amen and the mevarich. Okay. How do you know that in the olden days they used to have a balkore and they used to have a matargim? Remember, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, whenever it was, a little bit more, when I was in Eretz Yisrael I went to this Taimani little development town, and they had a matargim. They have a balkore, and after every pasuk, the matargim says the pasuk by the onkelos. He says the tirgim. First time I ever saw it, but they had a matargim. Arayom hazeh. So in the olden days, that's what they used to have. They used to have somebody read the pasuk, and then they had somebody standing from the Torah, Shabbos morning, and laning took double the time, because they had a batar game next to the Koray, who translated the words for the tzibur. So how do you know that the matar game shouldn't go louder than the Koray? Shenemar, as it says, Moshe daper ba'olokim yanenu bakol. Moshe speaks, and Hashem answers bakol. She'ein tam alomar bakol. What is that word bakol teaching me? Latam alomar bakol, lomar bakol shel Moshe. It means the same level, the sound, the voice level of Moshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu said the same voice level as Moshe. The Tosfos talks about here, but this is the opposite direction. Hashem is the one, is l'chorah the korei, and Moshe is the matargim. And here it's saying that Hashem is making sure to have his voice level the same as Moshe. So it's kind of the opposite mashal. We're trying to show that the matargim has the same level as the korei, and we're bringing the mashal of Hashem having the same level as Moshe. So Tosfos quotes the Rif. That said, no, really it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Moshe was going to scream, because he had to let all B'nai Yisrael knew. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochol screamed in order so that it would be equal with Moshe Rabbeinu. But really we can learn that these two have to be equal. Tanina Mihachi, Eina Matargim Rashoi LaHagbiya Kolo Yosem HaKorei. The Matargim is not allowed to raise his voice louder than the Korei. V'miyaf Shalom Matargim LaHagbiya Kolo. Can I get a Korei? And if the Matargim if it's impossible for him to raise his voice more to be at the level of the korei, so then yima'icha korei kolo v'yikros. Then the korei has to lower his voice a little bit. Obviously, he still has to be heard. We have to hear every word of Kriyas HaTorah. Right? There's a minhag Yisrael to do the tochacha in a lower voice. That doesn't mean right. That nobody says that. Nobody says that it's also part of the Torah. Every word of the Torah is kedusha. So just because it's curses, it's klalus. Okay, so minhagim not to call up the person who gets the aliyah. Fine, but you still have to say it in a way that's audible to the whole tzibur. You got to make sure of that. And again, there are a lot of minhagim that have creeped into the tochacha. Was it a shul once that they didn't say the bracha before and after on the oleb, which is a very difficult minhag. It's against the shulchan aruch. That you don't say a bracha on this part of the Torah, Asher Bachar Banu. But again, that's the minhag that's developed based on the content. But in general, we assume that this is part of the Torah. You do it in a lower voice, you want to do it in a faster voice, fine. But again, the point is tochacha, so you got to make sure we hear it. Okay. Itmar, last skinny line. Shayim sha'achlu ka'achas, pligi rav Rabbi Yochanan. What happens if two people eat together? Is there any possibility to have a zimun with two men? Machlokas. There's definitely no obligation. Is there a reshus? Can I say Rabbi Side of Arech? And my friend will answer Yishain. Can I do that if I only have two people? So Chad Amar Imrasul Lazamin Mazamnin. The Chad Amar Imrasul Lazamin Ein Mazamnin. Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. One says you can if you want. The other says you can't if you want. Tanan. The Mishnah just said Shlosh Shachlukas. So now we're going to have three potential. We're going to try to prove it in this Machlokas. Shlosh Shachlukas Chayim Lazamin. The Mishnah says three people that ate as one have an obligation to be Mazamin. So we're Medayik Shlosha in Shnayim Lo. It must be only three and not two. So we say no. Maybe there's no Raya from our Mishnah. Hasam Chova Hacha Rishus. The Mishnah was talking about when you have to be Mazamin. That's three. But it could be you're allowed to be Mazamin even by two. Tashma, the Mishnah says later on in the parak, Shlosha shachlu ka'achas chayav lezamin ve'einon rasha'in lechalek. The Mishnah says if three people ate together, they have to make a zimun, and nobody is allowed to leave. So the way Rashi explains this diyuk is that what do you mean nobody's allowed to leave? Let one guy leave. The other two people still can make a zimun if it's possible to make a zimun. So isn't this a raya that two people can't make a zimun? Shlosha id shnayim lo. You see again, for the fact that the guy can't leave, it must be that the two people left wouldn't be able to make a zimun if they wanted to. So Gemara again says no. Shiny hasam to kaviluhu bechova meikara. No. There's a difference when you fulfill the mitzvah when you had to do it, when there was a chiyuv, when you had three. If he leaves, they're going to have a reshus to do it, but that's not on the same level. What principle comes to mind? What principle comes to mind? It's better to do it when you had a chiyuv to do it. God love mitzvah v'yosef, v'yosheyedem mitzvah v'yosef. That's what Rashi quotes here. Greater to do it if you're mitzvah v'yosef. Ratosis in a number of places says, why is it greater to do something when you have to do it? So Tosa says it's more of a Yetzirah. You know, on the days when I don't have to get up for work, it's easy to get up in the morning sometimes. I'm going on vacation, I'm going to this, it's a reshus. Wonderful, it's great. When I have to get up, oh, I can't, forget it. You know, whenever you have to do something, it's much harder to do it because there's a Yetzirah telling you not to do it. That's why the principle of Gadol Mitzuvah V'yosa, Mimi Sheyed Mitzuvah V'yosa. Okay, Tashma, so that raya didn't work either. So we still have a suffix. We have a machlokas, whether two people are allowed to make a zimun or not. Tashma, third try. Hashamish haya mishamish al hashnayim. Let's say there's a waiter that's serving two people. Hareza ochel imahem aval pish lo nasu lo rishus. Right, let's say you're in a restaurant, and the waiter brings you the food, and then he pulls up his own chair and starts eating with you. So if you're only you and your friend are there, he's allowed to do that without asking Rishus. He could join your meal. But if he's serving three people, then the waiter can't join you, unless you give him Rishus. So again, the Gemara thinks maybe potentially this is another raya. Why is it that when there are three people there, you have to ask Rishus and not two? It must be that by two people, you won't have the chance to make a zimun, and therefore, it must be, the assumption is that these people want to make a zimun, and therefore you could eat with them even without asking Rishus. So the Gemara answered, no, again, no raya. Shiny hasam, again, similar answer. No, it's not that they wouldn't be able to do it without you. They would, but they'd rather be in the position where they have to do it. Again, in the chova situation, because God will have mitzvah v'yosef. So again, we still have no raya, one way or the other. Try number four, Tashma, second line. Nashim mizamnos liatzman v'avadim mizamnos liatzman. Women are allowed to make their own zimun. They can't join men's zimun, but women are allowed to make their own zimun. Allowed, have to. We'll talk about that in a minute. V'avadim mizamnos liatzman and avadim kinaanim are mizamnos liatzman. Eved Ivri is a full Jew. Eved Ivri is chayv in all mitzvahs. So we're not talking about an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave. Eved Kinaani is somewhere in the middle. He's a guy who was Tovel once, L'shem Eved Kinaani. When he's free, he's going to be Tovel again to become a full Jew. He's somewhere in the middle, and we pass him that Eved Kinaani is chayv in mitzvahs ki'isha. So they could also make their own zimun. Nashim avadim buktanim, but if you want to have a poopery, a mixture of women and servants and children, in Razul Azam and Imazam, and that we won't allow. We'll talk about that second line in a minute. But says the Gemara, V'hameya Nashi Kitre Gavri Damien, in halachic terms, in terms of Zimun, or in terms of Eidos, or in terms of a lot of other things, 100 women are like, not like Eidos, I take that back. V'hameya Nashi Kitre Nagavri Damien, 100 women are like two men, V'ktani, and here it says, Nashi Mizamnos La'absman, V'na'avazamnos La'atsman. So here it says women can do it. So if you have 100, if you have women, so let's say there are 100 women even, but 100 women are no better in terms of Dvarim Shebik Dusha as two men. So if that's true, and it says women can make the Zimun, or have to make the Zimun, so therefore doesn't that show that two men also can make the Zimun? Proving our machlokas before. So again we say no. No raya. Shiny hasam ti'ika deos. No, there's a difference here. We're not talking about minyan here. A minyan is defined as 10 male Jews. Fine. But many other times, or various other times, in halacha, is that totally on minyan. It's totally on deus, it's totally on people, it's totally on tzibur. 10 women might be called a tzibur, even though they're not called a minyan. A couple weeks ago, Purim, there's a bracha we say after the Megillah, Haravas Rivenu. So the halacha is you only say that tzibur. So what's tzibur? We paskin, right? It happened in shul. Even 10 women. You read the Megillah for 10 women, they say the bracha, Haravas Rivenu. That's presuming Nisa. 10 women is presuming Nisa. Why? Because that only did a minyan. Dvarim Shebik Dusha that require a minyan, women can't be part of. They're not tzibur. They're not minyan. But tzibur and deos are here too. Says the Gemara, there's no raya in this context, because women could be, 100 women are different than two men. So Yahachi, 1 second, say Ema Seifa, what about the second line? Noshim Avadim Imrasul Zamin Imazamnin, Amai Lova Ika Deos, what about the second line? You have women, Avadim, and children all together, so why can't they combine? You have a lot of Deos there, a lot of people. No, Shani Hasam Isha Pritsusa. No, so that's a problem, because those mixtures could lead terrible consequences, Rashi explains, to have the women and the avadim and the avadim and the ketanim, all the different mixtures are dangerous. Therefore, we don't allow the combination of the combinations. We just allow women separately, avadim separately, etc. So again, we don't have a raya one way or another from a brisa whether when you have two men, can you do a zimun or not. There is a major machlokas we've shown him here, though, on the women issue. So women, the Gemara says, mizamnos la'atzman. What does that mean? Rashi and Tosfos both hold it is a rishus. If the three women go out to lunch together, they are allowed to make a zimun, but they don't have to make a zimun. They say they say the Rabbi Sain of Arech. They say that the structure. What? It's a kiyum. Yeah, it's a sirf. It's not a chiyah, but it's a rishus. You're getting together to say Yishem Hashem Avarach Betav Adolam. Beautiful thing. That's what Rashi and Tosfos say. The Rashi here on this Gemara and Rabbeinu Yonah both say it's a chiyuv. It's not a rishus. They have to. Just like men that eat three men together, you have to have what does the Gemara say? Mizamnos la'atzman. So the machlokas we showed him here, and it ends up being a machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi and Tosfos. That is a rishus. And they can. That's why it's not, in some circles, it's unheard of, and in some circles, it's done. The Gra paskins like the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh. He says the pashas of the Gemara. And he brings other rayas, pashas is, they have to. So again, some achronim, the Be'er Halacha talks about, the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe the minog is not to do it, but and you know, leave it up in the air. Halacha l'maisa, if women are eating together, they want to make a zimun, fine, wonderful, there's no stopping them. But if there are men there, then the minhag for sure is not for sure, but the minhag is more not to. But even if there's a man, I think Rav Shachter has said that if there's a man with three women, the man can answer. Right? The women make the zimun. But again, there it's more of a question of minhag. But definitely, if a bunch of women together, and not there's no men there, so then it's still, the Shulchan Aruch still passes for shus. But it depends on, it might more depend on minhag. But again, this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch.
If a bunch of families are together and men are being zamin, can women answer?
They not only can they answer, they should answer. If men are making a zimun, thank you for adding that, if men are making the zimun, the women should be mitzayev and answer them. And they'll be connected to that zimun. Yeah, they shouldn't make their own zimun then. The Mechit Tosfos has a line like that. That Tosfos says here that they should, he says, how can women be yotzei if they don't understand? So Lamaisa, they understand today, hopefully. So then they should be yotzei with the zimun of the men. Yeah, but it's all about getting together to be Mekadli Shem Shemayim. Fine. Vayter in the Gemara. So now we don't have a proof one way or the other. We're still discussing the case where you have two men eating together. Can they make a zimun or not? They sure don't have to. But can they or not? We don't have a proof. So the Gemara says, "Tis time to rob the Amar, Rasul Zamin, Eim Zamin." The Gemara didn't know who said what. Let's prove that Rav is the one that had said that if they want, these two men wanted to make the Zimun, they can't. The Amar of Dibur Bar Yosef Amar Rav, because Rav is quoted as saying, Shlosha Shachlu Ka'achas, V'yotza Echem Hem Lashuk. Let's say three people are eating lunch together, and one of them went left. Karolam Zamin Alav. So then the halacha is, you have to call him back. Hey, mister, don't leave yet. We want to have a Zimun. Don't leave. And Rashi says he could stand there as long as he could hear you, and then you could do the zimun together. So says the Gemara, time of the karlo. It must be that you could only have the zimun if you call him. And he answers, halo karlo lo. So the diak is that if you didn't call him, and you only have two people left, then you can't. So again, maybe this is Rav talking, doesn't this show that Rav is the opinion that says if you have two men, you can't make a zimun? So Gemara answers again, no raya. Shani Hasam de'ikvelu b'chov be'ikaren. No, there they started eating with three. So they started in a situation of mitzuma v'yosa. So if you start in a situation of mitzuma v'yosa, where you have to make a zimun, so you want to fulfill it in that context also. You don't want to have to go down to the level of rishus. So no proof. So let's prove the other way. El tistayim de Rabbi Yochanan who d'amar rasul zamin imazamun. So let's prove like Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says if you wanted to do it, you can't do the zimun. D'amar Rabbi Yochanan shnayim shachlu ka'achas echem mehem yotzei b'rechas chaveiro. We have a statement of Rabbi Yochanan where Rabbi Yochanan says two people that eat together as one should make the bracha for his friend. And be yotzei his friend's bracha. That's the language of the line. Vavina basa, ask the Gemara, my kamashlam, what's the chiddush? One person can do it for his friend Tanina, we know it already. Shama v'loana yatza, that Rambam we read before. Right, if you listen and you concentrate on hearing, of course you yotzei, that's shomei ka'onen. Right, so what's going on? What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? V'yomer Rabzeira explained what Rabbi Yochanan meant, what was his chiddush? Lomar she'in bircha zimun beineihem. No, Rabbi Yochanan is teaching me, because what's the language of Rabbi Yochanan? And this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. I can be motzi my friend's bracha, says the Gemara, says Rashi in Reb Zera. Bircha zimun is not called my bracha and your bracha. When we make a zimun together, it's our bracha. It's one communal bracha. It's not I'm being motzi your bracha, it's our bracha. By the fact that Rabbi Yochanan used the language that if you have two people there, I can say a bracha and be motzi your bracha, that shows me that it's not a zimun. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan must be the opinion that holds that if you have two men, you can't make a zimun if you want to. That's why he uses that lashon. Tistayim, so that's the proof. So we prove Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion that two men can't make a zimun if they want to, so it must be, but Rav is the one that says you can. So that's a machlokas amara. Amalei Rava bar Rafuna l'Rafuna, v'ha Rabbana da'asu mima Rava amri Rasul zamin v'zamin. What do you mean? The great rabbis that came from Eretz Yisrael, from the west, from that Rava, said, if you want to make a zimun, you can. And who is the Gadol Hadar in Eretz Yisrael? V'ay lav d'shamilu mi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the Gadol Hadar, right? The Rabbi Yochanan was one of the authors of the Talmud Yerushalmi. Right, so they must have heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. How can you say Rabbi Yochanan said you can't make a zimun? Didn't they hear this from Rabbi Yochanan? He was the Gadol Hadar. It's like somebody coming from America and saying, "Oh, remote, right? This is the psak." So obviously, he heard it from Moshe. He was the Gadol Hadar Moshe. Coming right to Israel, I heard it from Shlomo Zalman. There's always a Gadol Hadar. Yeah, they must have heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. So he didn't know the Shamilu may Rav mikami denachas lebavel. No, he heard it from Rav before he went down to Bavel when he was in Eretz Yisrael, and then he went down to Bavel. So there's no raya, and Rav is the opinion that says you can do it. Okay, two dots. Gufa. Amar of Dibi Bar Yosef Amarav. Shlosha Shach Lukachas Viyatsa Echem Mehem Lashuk Karin Lo Mezamin Alav. So three people that eat together as one, and one of them left. This is a quote from before. Then you have to call him and make a zimun with him. Amar by Buhuta Karu Leva Ani. Only if you call him and now he's in earshot, he's in distance, to be able to hear the zimun and answer. Or you have to answer, even if you're in the same, let's say you're in a very noisy pizza shop and you're having a zimun, you got to make sure that you hear the person. You don't just assume that, you know, Rabbi Sayin Barech, you want to make sure to hear it. By the way, Rabbi Sayin Barech, Nivarech is really the beginning of the zimun. Where's Rabbi Sai come from two blot ago? When we spoke about the Haseba, and you have to have in mind, you have to make sure everybody's listening, so that's Rabbi Sai or Savri. All that is that means, for sure, it's rabbis, listen up. So that brings everybody together, that first word. Really, the zimun starts with Nivarech, as we'll see the Mishnah later on in the parak. You can say that you're Yossi with that too. But that's Rabbi Osai, that's just a Yiddish. But again, the Shulchan Aruch says Nivarech. But there's no problem. Yiddish, Hebrew, it's all good. It's all good.
Is that a proper word to use if it's three
women? Mere Val invention?
No.
What? If Rabbi Osai. I think what's the change? You look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says maybe a chavira. I don't remember what the word is. If it's different or not, I don't remember. Okay, Amar Rabbi Avuhu Dekari Leva Ani. That's only if he can answer. Amar Rabbi Zusha Lo Amran Ela Bishlosha. When do you say that if the guy walked out already and you say, "Hey buddy, we need the zimun"? When can he stay there? And as long as he hears you, be mitzarif to the zimun. That's only by a zimun of three. But if you're having the minion, you're saying Shem Hashem, he can't stand out there and just answer. Adonaisi, he has to come inside. You're being Makadi Shem Shemaim, saying Shem Hashem, so then he has to come all the way in. So one second, Machal Ravashi Adarab. Ravashi says logically, Adarab, Ifcha Mistavra, logic might dictate the opposite. Tisha, when you have nine people in the room, Nirin Kasara. So the whole thing is about the glory of Hashem. So if people see a bunch of people together, 9, 10, you can't really tell the difference. So what? One of them's outside. What's the deal? He still hears it. So why should he have to come back in? So you might have said that by 9 and 10, so then he doesn't have to come back in. Shnayim, ein yirik shloshim. If two people there, nobody's going to mistake two people for three people. So maybe there, the guy should definitely have to come back. But even though that's the logic, v'hilchas akamar zutra. Now we pass on like my zutra, the first opinion that by 3 he can stay outside and by 10 he has to come back. My time up. Kivin de boilats kure shem shemayim baser me'asara lav orich ara. If you're about to say Shem Hashem, Lav Orech Ara, it's basically pasmished. Right? It's not proper to what says be Bekadi Shem Shemayim with only 9 people in the room and one guy outside. You're saying Shem Hashem, it should be Kavadik, Lav Orech Ara. See on the side it says Megillah Chav Gimel, right? This Lashon is used also by a marriage without a minion, by Nisuin. Nisuin maker then doesn't need a minion. But to get married, Baruch Hashem, we always have minyan in there. Plus you only have 3 people on a wedding. They're still married. The guy says Lav Orech Ara, to have such an event take place. Getting a marriage, a Jew, and wonderful wedding, so it's lava rachar to not to have a minion there. So, lobatzer me'asara. Okay. Amar Abaya. Naktidon, we hold. Shnayim sha'achlu ka'achas, mitzvah lechalik. right? Two people that ate together. So then we say that they don't make a zimun, and it's a mitzvah for each of them to make their own brachas. Tani nami achi shnayim shachlu ka'achas mitzvah lechalik. Right? They make their own brachas. Ba'med remembering to shnayim sofrim. When do you say that if two people ate together that they should each make their own brachas? When they both know how to bench. When they're both what's called sofrim. Aval echad sofer ve'echad bur. But if one of them is a sofer, one of them is ignorant, he doesn't know how to bench. Since sofer mevarkel bar yotzei, then you don't have a choice, and then the bur can answer the sofer. Right? It says in Pirkei Avos, lo bur yorei chet. An ignorant person can't be yorei chet. He doesn't know anything. Sorry, habor reik. So I don't know if that's bur and bur. Okay. Amar Rava. Halacha l'maisa. Ha milsa amrisa na. I said the following thing. V'itamra v'ismara mished Reb Zeira kavasi. Then I heard in the name of Reb Zeira, like I said. Shlosha sh'achlu ka'achas. What if three people, always comes up, three people are eating and one guy eats a little faster than the other two. And he wants to leave. Come on, guys! We're eating. We're not rushing anywhere. So, who has to wait for who? So let's say three people ate together. Echad mafsik l'shnayim. V'ein shnayim mafsikin l'echad. If two people are finished and they want to leave, then the one guy who's still eating has to stop, and he has to listen to, he has to answer to the Zimun, and Rashi explains he has to wait till after Hazanis HaKol, because that's really where the Birch HaZimun ends, and then he can go finish eating. So if two people want to leave, and they want to bench, so then the one person has to, he's kafuf, to listen to them. But the Ein Shabbat Shikol Echad, but let's say only one person wants to leave, tough luck, gotta wait. Two of us are still eating, and you have to wait till we're finished. We don't have to stop to answer for you. Hello, is that true? Two people don't have to stop? Or if Papa Ifsek Leila Abba Barbre, Ihu Vachad. We know if Papa and another guy, they were two people, they were still eating, and they stopped for the one person that had to leave. So the Gemara says, Inachinami, Shiny, Rav Papa, Delefnim Meshuras Adinu Da'avid. Two people don't have to stop for the one person. If they want to, if they want to be nice, and the one guy has to leave, and they want to have a Zimun, so then they're allowed to stop and have the Zimun. Then later on, they're going to bed separately. But Meikar Adin, they don't have to stop. One has to stop for two. One has to wait for two. Two people don't have to wait for one. And by the way, it's an important Rashi, because he says, until Hazanis HaKol. That's the marker. Like, let's say we say an Alamichya. Let's say we're going to be Mizami with somebody because we had a Mizonos. So then, when do we say Alamichya? We listen to the Bracha, then we say an Alamichya after Hazanis HaKol. Because the Birch HaZimun is really including that first Bracha. They eat and he has to stick it out, yeah.
So he just says...
No, what do you mean? They don't have to wait for him, meaning... what do you mean? If they don't have to wait for a meeting, if the two of them want to leave?
No.
If two people, one wants to leave, so then the one person has to wait until the two are finished, if they choose. He can't leave, right. He can't leave, he's stuck. Right? But he got himself into the situation, next time don't eat lunch with him. But he got himself into a position where it's a Zimun, so unless they're nice, if they're nice, then they could stop eating, and he could be Mizamin, and they could all bench. They could bench, and the other two could do it later, just answer the Zimun now. Okay, first wide line. Yehuda Bamrei Maramar Baravashi Varavachami Difti Karchi Rifti Bahadi Adadi. These three great rabbis were eating bread together. Lohavi Bahu Khata Havi Mufug Bihabi Lavruchilu. No one was like the obvious Gadol Hadar. They were all great rabbis, they were all pretty equal. The Amri, they said to one another, that which it says in the Mishnah, when you have three people together, you have to make a Zimun. That's when you could choose who's going to be the Mezamein. You have one that's bigger than the other two, so then he's going to bench. But if we're all equal, so maybe the Mishnah means that we're not supposed to make a Zimun, we're all supposed to make our own brachas. Baruch Inish Lanafshe. Therefore, they chose to make their own brachos because they couldn't find one of them which was greater than the other one. Okay, stop in the middle of the story for a minute. Why couldn't they have their cake and ate it too? Why don't they do Zimun and then each say they're benching together, separately? Haraya, what does this story prove? That the Mezamein is the one that says all the brachos. Right, the shulch, that's Me'ikar Adin. A real Zimun is when the Mizamin, the one that says Rabbi Sina Barak, Yishem, Hashem, etc., he says the whole benching. Right? If that's not true, then what's the story talking about? Make a Zimun and have Chiluk Brachas. So it must be that Me'ikar Adin, that's the Zimun. Halacha L'maaseh, is that the Din? No. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Kufpei Gimel. Well, you never know. It's unclear because it's Barabam Hadras Melech versus Mizubos Rebim Shulcho. Chiluk Brachas Adav sounds like if everybody, if you have saying separately, Shem Osav Hashem Brachas, you know, it's better. But it's always a challenge of whether it's better to do it yourself by some mitzvahs or Barabam Hadras Melech. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Gimel Zayin, Nachon Hadavar. Nachon Hadavar, he says Lamaisa. Nachon Hadavar, Shekol Echon Miyam Besubin, Yomer Belachash Imam Avarech. Kol Bracha Bracha, Vafilu HaChasimos. The Shulchan Aruch says, Lamaisa, we're not going to have Kavana if one person is saying all the Brachas and we're just listening. We're just going to lose it, and this is a Mitzvah Daraisa we're talking about to bench. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, even though Be'ikar Hadin, it's better for the Mizamin to say everything, and that's why some are Nohig. My brothers learned by Rabbi Chait, so that's how they do it. They have one person saying all the Brachas. That's Be'ikar Hadin. So, but Shulchan Aruch says, Lamaisa, people can't have kavana for that long, so therefore it shouldn't be done. The Mishnah Berurah, though, quotes the Tashbates and says, if you're in a surrounding where you have their B'nai Torah, they can have concentration at least for a little bit, so at least the first bracha you should say out loud. And listen and answer with a mezamin, and then the rest you could say. That's why some have the minhag of not only when the mezamin says the first bracha louder than the rest of the brachas, because the first bracha at least you should say it with the if you're going to listen, that's one thing. Or even if not, say it with the chazan, so that could really be a birchas hazimun. If somebody's in a crowd where even that's not going to work, so then forget it. Everybody should say it themselves. Or if you can't hear the mezamin, so you still got the other end of the Shalosh Shudas table, then you have to say it yourself. You got to make sure. But if you can, so then make her a din that one person says it. But again, it's arrived from this Gemara. Okay, so we're in the middle of the story. So the three of them said, it must be that we don't make a Zimun, so they all bent separately. Also, look, I mean, the Meremar, they came in front of Meremar. Amar Lahum, a Meremar says to them, you guys blew it. Yidei Bracha Yitzasem, Yidei Zimun Lo Yitzasem. Right? You were Yotze, you're Bracha, but you weren't Yotze Zimun. The Chi Tamer and Adav and his Amens, they said, hey, okay, let's do Zimun now. Ein Zimun L'mafreya. Says, you can't do it now, you're already benched. Ein Zimun, you can't have a retroactive Zimun. Ask Rav Soloveitchik two questions on this story. Number one, what's his chiddush? You benched, but you didn't do Zimun. Duh, they knew that. They knew they benched, they knew they didn't do Zimun. What's his chiddush? And what's the next one? Ein Zimun L'mafreya, they benched already. So what's the Havamina? They benched already. Who are you kidding? So Rav Soloveitchik said, and he developed, this is a larger idea, but this is just one raya of his, that it must be, he says, de'ba'atzma shel birchas hamazon ne'emru shtei chaluyos bebracha. There are two ways that you could bench. Two different ways that you could bench. It's not that you could bench the same way, and sometimes you have a zimun, sometimes you don't have a zimun. There are two ways you could bench. Chefsa shel birchas hamazon shel yechidim, chefsa shel birchas hamazon bechabura al yidei zimun. Two very different ways to bench. Benching a bunch of individuals, and benching with a tzibur, with a zimun. So says, what is he saying to them? Yidei bracha yitzasem, zimun lo yitzasem. He was saying, yidei bracha, you were yotze, your birchas hamazon shel yachid. Yidei zimun, you weren't yotze, your birchas hamazon shel zimun. So then they say back to them, okay, so if it's a separate chalos, we'll bench again. We'll bench again, it's a totally different thing. So he answers, no. What ain't zimun l'mafreya, excuse me, you know what that means? It means once you're yotze, a birchas hamazon of yechidim, of individuals, you can't be yotze. You can't do a birchas hamazon shel tzibur, of a zimun. You can't do that, but it's two different types of benching. And that's how the story fits in. That's what he was telling them. He wasn't just telling them, you bench, you have a zimun. You bench type one benching, you didn't have type two benching. There's a different chalos when you bench with a zimun. Okay. How they choose, you gotta figure it out. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Whatever they do, they can choose it. Right? They can choose it. I don't think we've ever had a problem. We're pretty, whenever we bench with friends, you bench. You a Cohen, Levi? No? Okay, so you just bench. Oh, it's your birthday. We figure anything out. Okay. Bo, Masang Shem of Archin, let's finish up. Mahu. What happens if you come into, let's say somebody went home for Shalosh Shudas. And he comes back to Shul, right when they say, they're in the middle of doing the Zimun. So does he answer? And what does he answer? So the Gemara says, Omer Achareihem, so he didn't eat with them. Mao Omer Achareihem, what does he say? Rezvid Omer Baruch Umavorach. You say, Baruch Hashem Vorach Le'olam Vo'ed. Not Baruch, Baruch Shachan Mishalo. Not Shachan Mishalo, I'm sorry. You say, Baruch, you say, blessed is Hashem, because you didn't eat with him. Rafaba Omer Ona Amen. No, you answer Amen. You don't say just Baruch. For Lot Pligi, the Gemara says, there's no machlokas here. Hodash Kachtinu Tekami Nevarech. If you get in when the person is saying, Rabbi Sai, Nevarech, let us all bless Hashem. So then you say, Baruch, because he's saying, let's all bless Hashem, join in. Hodash Kinu Tekami Baruch. And here is where he is already at the stage where he's saying Baruch. He's not saying let us bless, he is blessing. If you get to that stage, then you just say Amen, because he's not asking you to join in. Ashka Kinu Tekami Nevarech, Amen Baruch, Amen Baruch. Ashka Kinu Tekami Baruch, Amen. So there's no machlokas. Tani Chada, we all spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. Ha'ona Amen Acher Berchos of Harizim Meshubach. If somebody answers Amen after his own bracha, it is praiseworthy. V'tanya Ida Harizim Meguna. Another one says, if you answer Amen after your own brachas, it's disgusting. It's maguna. So, to Rashi, what do we do? Lokasha says the Gemara, no stira. Haba bone Yerushalayim, haba shar brachas. It depends if it's the bracha of bone Yerushalayim in benching or other brachas. Major machlokas, what this means. So Rashi says, bone Yerushalayim doesn't just mean bone Yerushalayim. It means at the end of any set of brachos. You can answer Amen. So bone Yerushalayim is at the end of a set of benching. Those are the Da'oraisa brachos, the first three. So therefore you can say Amen. And Rashi says also the end of brachos Kriyashma. Some, I think, Sfardim, many Sfardim have the minhag after Gol Yisrael. They say Amen. Because that's the end of the set of brachos Kriyashma. Yeah, that's not our minhag. But Rashi says it means at the end of a set versus Stam brachos, that's not at the end of a set. Tosfos says the minhag is only by bone Yerushalayim. But Abraham Yerushalayim Amen, that's the only, that's where the minhag is, not by any others. And there are other shittas as well, what this line means, but will suffice for that. Abaya ani le bakala, ki heche de l'shtami polo and vele kumu. Abaya, when he used to bench, he used to say, Bon Abraham Yerushalayim Amen! He used to say it out loud, so the workers knew. Remember back on Daf Tezayin, that if you have workers, you don't say the fourth bracha of benching, because you have to get back to work. Alavai, we have to be very medactic on the time. So Abaya wanted to make sure that they knew that it was time to go back to work. So he said Amen out loud, so they would know that the brachas d'oraisas are over and the brachas d'rabbanan is starting, so they could go back to work. Da'atova meitav lav d'oraisa, but that's not d'oraisa. Rav Ashi had the opposite. Ani le b'lachisha, he said Amen quietly. Because he didn't want people to be mezalzel. Oh, it's only d'rabbanan. Ah, oh, forget, it's only d'rabbanan. But no, he didn't want people to be mezalzel, so that's why he used to say it quietly. Again, the Sharm Sanab Alacha here quotes a number of times when we say things quietly, because we have to say it, but we have this counter pressure, so we say it quietly, like Baruch Shem. Yoram Sachem says that, Baruch Shem. So Yaakov was saying, should I say it out loud? Should I say it not out loud? Yaakov, Moshe. So we say it quietly. Right? Or by Kiddush. Sometimes the different minhag, but we start by Kiddush. So it says Balachash. Why would Balachash? Say it or don't say it? No, sometimes we wanna hedge ourselves. So we say it, but we say it quietly. So here too, we have to say it, but because he doesn't want to be besides the bracha, he says it quietly. Is there a makar? I think that's the Vilna Gaon, but again, those are the brachas of benching. After that is trinas of bakashos. So again, some people don't say it, some people do. Okay, let's stop here. Today's daf was Lezecha Nishmas, Rav Moshe Ben Zvi. Amen. Thank you.